With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The Southern Baptist Evangelist Fellowship is actively looking for the next generation of evangelists through personal contact, mentorship, one-on-one relationships, and encouragement. There are currently 62 evangelists affiliated with the Texas-based group. Preston Nix, professor of evangelism and evangelistic preaching at New Orleans Seminary, said that while pastors are shepherds of one flock, evangelists have a passion for souls, but also a passion to train others how to draw the net or lead people to Christ. In many ways, it's harder to be an evangelist than a pastor, said Sammy Tippett from San Antonio, who is now in his 51st year in vocational evangelism. It requires solid faith. Trust that God will provide everything from finances to speaking engagements to effectiveness in ministry and to a spiritually, mentally, and physically healthy family. The Taliban's return to control of Afghanistan headlined the examples of religious freedom deteriorating in multiple countries last year. That's according to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. For the first time in more than two decades, USCIRF, a bipartisan panel established by federal law in 1998, recommended Afghanistan's inclusion on a list of the world's most egregious violators of the right to believe and practice faith. The commission last urged the U.S. State Department to designate Afghanistan as a country of particular concern in 2001, shortly before the Taliban was removed from power.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Robert Hefner from Pleasant Garden, North Carolina, recently traveled to Ukraine to see how his church and other churches could help people facing devastating conditions due to Russian attacks. As they worked their way around the border, Hefner said the prayers he heard and participated in made a great impact on him. When we listened to a Hungarian principal share of her wearying work from COVID, obstinate local officials, and needy families, we prayed. When we gathered to leave the airport and return home, we prayed. And as we prayed, God heard and answered. His presence was palpable. His timing was perfect. And His spirit was unifying. His wisdom was guiding. You can read his piece entitled, Why God Sent Me Halfway Around the World to Pray, at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.